Oh boy, am I a bit late to this one. Hi people, and hello my Chili Con Carnage crew, it's Chili here, the man who produces Iron From My Eyes, and I'm here doing a 5-minute review on Scott Stapp's newest album, Higher Power. You know, I don't really follow the Lunar New Year calendar, but I'm pretty sure this is the Year of the Dragon. I guess that's saying something when this mythical beast now shares its podium with the one and only Scott Stapp. And oh boy, is he making the most of this year. Not only do we have this album to listen to, but Creed will also release an album later this year, which means by the close of this year, the list might just repeat their trend from last year, depending on what is offered by Scott. And I hope you made the sacrifice for the Chili Gods, because, oh, I can be both benevolent or harsh. So let's get into this. Did anyone ever praise this song yet? No? What a surprise. Seriously, I have heard so little fanfare for an artist that seems to have made bigger waves when he announced that he was getting the old band back together. Higher Hope, the opening song and title track for this record, kicks things off and is so forgettable that it could be lost in a series of subpar releases. It's not really a good start for Scott when your single from this record is just this ultra forgettable tune. I mean, it's got to leave an impression at the end of the day, and for me, it left none. The music on offer is your standard generic butt rock, which should surprise no one, but it doesn't sound like anything Creed would do. No, on this effort, Scott utilizes the tried and tested trope of turning up the overdrive effects pedals to max and tuning the guitars to drop D. Just some heavy, crunchy riffs with very little fiber to them. And at my age, my diet needs fiber. This might work for the common use appearance, such as a background music in a bar, or maybe as the tunes we hear while we wait for the soundcheck team to set up the concert, but outside of these scenarios, these tunes will become one of those paper straws and just fall to mush. Now, not all is bad, and when it comes to the track If These Walls Could Talk, then I'm sure many would have a strong opinion on this song. In fact, I'm guessing that it would mostly be negative, but I'm going to admit that I actually don't mind this tune. Even though it sounds like a contrived country music ballad, it's not half bad, and the duet with Dorothy is well suited for the subject matter of this tune. Yeah, I know, shock and horror. Maybe Chris Stapleton and his music are having a deeper effect on me than I really thought or care to admit. But damn does it go downhill after here, and not in a rollercoaster at Seven Flags good kind of downhill. Black Butterfly just spouts some commonplace lyrics that are almost as bland as the namesake colour of the song's title. Also, Cocoon Down? What the fuck kind of simile is this? The song feels like it was written to be used for a wrestling promotion, and it wouldn't surprise me to hear that it has. I will say that the guest appearance by Yanis Papadopoulos was a decent inclusion, as his guitar is a solid entry on it, but I don't know if his full talent is on display on all the songs he makes an appearance on, as he does appear on quite a few tracks, and one such song that he appears on that was pretty lackluster was Dancing in the Rain. I mean, the solo ain't bad, but it feels like an obligation more than inspiration at this point. Also, I don't buy the line that Scott carries the weight of the world on his shoulders. After all, he is currently married to a former Mrs. World model, and he's the singer for a rock band that have sold multiple platinum albums. Maybe if this song came out 10 years ago, when that article came out saying he was broke and homeless, I would have believed it. Instead, he should be singing about overcoming adversity, seeing that he has gone through the ringer. But alas, critical thinking was missing during the recording sessions, I guess. Now, that would have been a better way to close out the album, with a stronger message than the overdone theme, such as on this effort. Overall, I will be giving this album a score of 500,000 chilies on the spicy scale, with not even Mr. Papadopoulos able to save this record, and only one track being noteworthy, with If These Walls Could Talk. To me, this album seems to be plagued by multiple issues, which includes subpar writing, subpar production, which comes across as compressed as a unit in Tokyo, and riffs that have about as much depth as a tweet by Elon Musk. From another viewpoint, it's almost like Scott wanted to put this record out in time, of course with the news of his band coming back together, maybe to cash out a bit and get on that promotion tour. Look, it's not unheard of, but for an album of such maladjusted music, it just seems like a feasible option that was on the cards. But who knows? Maybe I'm clutching at straws here. If you've enjoyed this content, make sure to smash that like button, subscribe to us, and stay notified for future music-related content, because it keeps our manager happy at the end of the day. We are also on Discord, Instagram, Facebook, and all those other social platforms if you want to check us out. As always, people, you have a great day, and stay spicy.